April 11, 2020, it's a Live from Pedro show.
be the well, if I suffer, don't make no difference to me. Well, if I suffer, make no difference to me. Come on, hold me down and kill me so I can have it.
Think this singer-songwriter crap.
Happy Saturday from Asheville, North Carolina. Got Morgan Gurr on the line with what we started off the show, John Coltrane Consequences, then Drunken Prayer, which is Morgan's unit, with Sam Henry. Now this is the Sam Henry who drummed in the first Wipers album, right?
Yeah, Sam's great.
Yeah, you know, I met him once, and of course I wouldn't bullshit you, Morgan. not about that. Anyway, I asked him, what was it like to be in the Wipers? You know, I love the Minutemen. We love them first three records, especially the first one. And he said, well, the rule number one with Greg Sage, right?
Uh-huh.
No laughing in the van.
No laughing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I didn't ask him rule two and three and four. You know, fuck. Anyway, Hunt Me Down and Kill Me, something live with Sam Henry. And I know he got off drums and was playing bass for Napalm
Beach?
Beach, yeah, because there's an England one called Napalm Death, right?
Napalm Death, yeah, I get them mixed up.
Right, I need to. So anyway, I thought he played great. You know, it's a trippy thing about those, I think all three of those Wiper records have all three different rhythm sections, but like the one thing in common is like Greg Sage don't mix in any kick drum. They're kind of miming it on the kick. But look, this new record, since last time we talked about your journey through music.
Yeah.
So we're all caught up on that. But let's talk about from the time we last talked last year and now with this new album.
Yeah.
So well, what was the germ? What was the disease that grabbed you?
Well, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but it's the current one we're living through. Like the Cordelia Elsewhere came out last year, and I toured all over for it. And I was on the tail end. I was about to go to South by Southwest to kind of like wrap up any kind of promo for it. When the COVID hit pretty hard, and obviously didn't make it down there for that. In the meantime, I was working on this current record with, some friends who, you know, the band, Ohm?
Sure.
Anyway, they record out in, Albuquerque, and I was at their studio recording drums and some guitar and stuff, and, was going to bring it back here to Asheville to finish it up with, I'll just keep name dropping here, but, Paul Oldham from, Palace Brothers. On bass. I was in the middle of doing that when kind of total lockdown happened. So, ironically, the one kind of single I had ready was, and I finished up during this whole lockdown, was this crazy, it's called Crazy Alone. I started writing because a lot of this last tour was solo, and I don't really like playing solo that much, and it was just driving me insane not having a band. So I had the chorus and then finished it up during, this whole lockdown thing basically here. I'm lucky to have a little bit of recording equipment and some guitars and drums and stuff. And so finished that up. And that's actually going to come out next Thursday with a video. So I'm still working remotely. The whole album isn't out yet, but this is the first kind of single out from it.
Okay. Now Paul was on bass, but then ain't Ohm like a bass drum band?
Yeah, well, it was just their studio and their,
not them.
Their producer. No, it was, the drums sound a lot like Ohm drums. They're nice, big, and expansive. That's kind of what I was going for is that kind of sound anyway. But no, I'm friend with, Emo. We went to school together, but, I wasn't lucky enough to get any of those guys to play on it.
Okay. But, what's the name of this studio? Berkey? Is it in Berkey?
It's called Empty House.
Empty House, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was in Berkey, and the Hawk and a Hacksaw people. That's what I stayed with. Yeah.
I know Albuquerque through the Handsome family.
Okay.
So it's their guitar player and one of their drummers is on this.
Oh, really? The whole thing or just appearances?
Most of it.
Wow, great.
Yeah, it took a really cool and strange kind of almost Mark Ribot kind of Prostitos kind of feel to it.
Well, Morgan, let me ask you, how did you go into it? Did you have like a bunch of demos done?
Yeah.
Or did you just have words, or did you have?
I usually write kind of music first, and then my writing's almost like speaking in tongues. You know, I just kind of like. Just see what comes out. So I had a lot of songs that I knew those guys. I've toured with the Handsome family before, and I kind of knew these guys and the way they played. And the songs just kind of, I had them in mind while I was writing.
So you wrote the parts with them in mind.
And then
you made like, you play in everything little demo?
Pretty much, yeah. We did it mostly sharing files online, where I would just send them a demo, and so they were kind of rehearsed by the time I got there. And in a couple of days,
they already knew the tune. Oh, all right, you flew them ahead of time, so they practiced up their parts, and then you got in there, and you guys could, okay.
Yeah, and you know, the nature of the songs is they don't need to be overly rehearsed anyway, so a little more off the cuff is good. So it really worked. We got a lot done in a couple of days.
Which has worked
out for this situation. You know, I've got a couple albums worth of material I can just sit here and fiddle with.
Right. So you trusted them to come up, interpret your parts, right?
Yeah, it was a leap of faith, but I mean, I played with them enough to where I didn't really, they came vetted, you know what I mean?
And you didn't have to like, well, this one's about, you know, when I was 5 years old and I thought I was 37 years old and I want you to play like you're wearing a yellow skirt.
Right. No. You know, I go for chemistry with the people I'm playing with, to where I kind of, it's interesting to me. I know where my limitations are. So it's nice to bring people in where you trust them. And, you know, sometimes things go, you know, take a 45 degree angle and you just kind of run with it. It's interesting 99% of the time. You know? Well, it's always interesting.
well, unexpected, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I love that.
So you put something out there, and then stuff you might have never thought of because you didn't have that those combination of things.
Exactly. They don't have the emotional attachment that I do to the songs, and are just kind of coming at it with fresh ears. And if you trust those ears, you know, it's really, really fun things can happen.
How'd you meet these cats?
Basically through the Handsome family. I toured Europe.
No, but how did you meet them?
The guitar player is kind of a Swiss Army knife, plays a lot of things. He plays in the Handsome. Oh, how to meet the Handsome family. I was on tour playing guitar with Freakwater out of Chicago.
Sure, I remember those cats.
So I was in that band and also opening up for it, and we played in Albuquerque. And
is that the brother and sister?
No, it's two women. Janet Bean.
That's right. That's
Edwards,
right.
She's in 11th Dream Day.
Sure. And the Doug McComb on the
and
bass.
And Rick Rizzo.
Rick Rizzo. My memory. Thank you so much.
I'm thinking
of this guy, this brother and sister out of Chicago that made these trippy operas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that almost sounds like Handsome Family, but they're married.
No, it ain't. It was just Watt being an idiot. And then Bongwater was fucking Kramer, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I remember playing with Firewater. In Hoboken and stuff. Okay, so that's the connect, when you were playing in Freakwater.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, we came through. They saw it and they bought everything I had. They you know, there's no accounting for taste, but they liked it all, and so we just kind of stuck together.
But maybe that's a good thing, Mark.
Exactly.
But I want to play here. Science.
Rejoice. Fish are gonna fry. Clouds are this tune because this one needs to be working to my advantage while I'm on hiatus.
There ain't nothing in the world made me cry like a Fort Worth skyline. Might lead some home, it's giving me the blues. And there's a whole lot of love in this town if you know your way around. But you know I don't, ain't got a clue. You are the distance in my eyes. You are the poem I can write. You are the crack in my pride. And the cold, lonely tears falling from my sky. Living in the world made me cry like a Fort Worth skyline. Might need some hope, giving me the blues. There's a whole lot of love in this town if you know your way around. But you know I don't. And you are the distance in my eyes. You are the poem I can write. You are the crack in my pride.
un chant s'élève au lointain, invitant aux prières du soir.
Et la nuit s'étend.
Les oiseaux regagnant leur nid harmonisent le coucher du soleil. Oui.
Et la nuit s'étend sur le village.
Les bergers et bergères rentrant leurs troupeaux se disent: encore une dure journée de passé ici-bas.
Et la nuit s'étend sur le village.
Et par un beau clair de lune, écoutez-le, c'est Gamoba. Corps et âmes, ouais, ouais, par sa mélodie. Mais bien, il taquine la calebasse, et ouais.
Et la nuit s'étend sur le village.
Alors là, la grand-mère a préparé un bon poisson aromatisé. Fifi avec.
Oh wow, du bon foufou.
Ange avec.
Sauce combo.
N'est-ce pas?
Bili, bili,
et la nuit s'étend sur le village.
Kuyengeso Okwata.
Sur le village. Ah, ah, ah.
Kemakosa na bikusiba komia epasiwo. Kuna mangambe ba kumia yene pasi.
Sao village.
Ah
ah ah.
Kema puka na ndumbulo ba kumia yene pasi. Kakolo kone.
Sao village.
Ah
ah ah.
We'll be right back.
on the drums while he's keeping the beat. It's really amazing.
Wow, the lady who helped Ben Lee could do shit like that.
Yeah,
my rock. Yeah, well, you got rock. Well, you got such ambidextry. I think drummers have to kind of have that a little bit because all their limbs are working different. But Sam can do piano. So you mean he comes out to Ashland?
He comes on tour. Usually it's me going to Portland. I go to Portland probably every 3 months.
Wow.
Just to keep the iron in the fire. I have a really good draw there for some reason. I mean, I lived there for like 8 years.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you telling me.
It's always kind of a honeymoon, so that helps out too.
And it really changed. I met back in Sam with Greg Sage days. I mean, there was one club, Satyricon.
Satyricon, yeah.
D-Boom went through that deck.
Say what?
D-Boom went through that deck.
No way, really?
Yeah, he was up to his armpits and kept playing.
Did he get hurt?
No, he just was, you know, he would dance when he played, so he's pogoing. And I remember the boss was George, right? He looked totally like Carlos Santana, but he, a Greek guy. Yeah, and he, the nice guy, and he was like kind of freaked out, but he was very impressed that D. Boone kept, you know, charging hard. But now there's what, like 10, 15 clubs?
Yeah, oh my God, they're everywhere. You can't throw a stick with it. And some really good ones too.
That's right. Last time I was there in October, no, September, it was Mississippi Studios.
Yeah, that's the last place I played there. They're in Doug Fir using my haunt.
Doug Fir's a good pad too.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. First time I played there, I was like, man, this is awfully L.A. looking, you know, with the lit up floors and stuff.
What about Ballard? You know, there's a little...
Oh, up in Seattle?
Oh, that's Seattle. This thing called the Tractor Tavern.
Yeah, I was just I just played there.
The most Tractor bitchin' place. Load in, Morgan.
Yeah.
Right? You got a dock, you can keep the boat back there.
Hell yeah, and they lock it up. You can just go hang out.
Fucking
I spent probably like 2 or 3 days there before.
Okay, so Sam, you'll go out there, and Sam, you just jam with him. He can play everything. God damn.
He can play everything. I mean, it's like he kind of plays bass on the drums too, because he's hitting the couple of toms as he's playing.
Yeah, right. He does a lot of that, I noticed.
And if you mix it, you know, if you have a sound person that's on the ball, you know, they can kind of like get it dialed in.
He was I mean, that record's like from 1978 or 79. It goes back.
Yeah, I'm surprised how old it is. Like, it's back there with, like, Gun Club and stuff like that.
Even before.
Yeah, before, yeah.
And I remember they were, like, one of the only bands out of there. There was a magazine called OP at Olympia in Washington State, but there was no such thing as grunge.
Right. Not named, yeah.
Manufactured. I think after Jane's Addiction played up there, then all of a sudden there was grunge because you could play lead guitar real loud or something.
Right. Well, so yeah, exactly.
But, like, when you left Portland, you really didn't leave all the way?
No, I've never really. I mean, my license is still a Portland address on it, my driver's license. I mean, but that's mainly just sentimental. I own a house here in West Asheville.
Okay.
It's really easy to tour out of Asheville, and it's expensive for North Carolina, but compared to the West Coast, it's not so bad.
No, not at all.
not
although I will say, man, going across Smokies, there's some scary. Is it I-40? It can be scary. Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Because the fog, and the way they built it too, some of those turns and curves. Yeah.
And rock slides all the time.
Yeah. Going into Tennessee, you know, I know that little run there can be a little dangerous.
Yeah, between here and Knoxville, you go over this mountain. Right. It's unforgiving. I've had panic attacks through there before.
And people around there told me it was just built wrong. They didn't really put a lot of thinking into the design.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was people's property or something. Somebody had big money, and they made them make all these weird detours, and that's what I was told anyway. That has nothing to do with the fog, but if you do have a lot of fog, then maybe you got to make less turns.
oh yeah, it adds to it. Or like big like 18-wheelers going by, and if it's raining, it's hair raising. I don't play in Knoxville that much from here for that reason mainly.
You know, I've been having a lot of. There's a scene over there. I had a lot of cats the last few weeks on the show, and some are coming up. It's got, you know, around what's it called, the Pilot.
The Pilot Light?
Pilot Light, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
book. The boss there is going to be on. He's got a band called White Greg. Yeah, they got a whole little scene going on there. And I had Bark on a few days ago. And
really?
They were from Jackson, but they moved up there. And you know, I've been helping a guy named Mike Baghetta.
Uh-huh.
He's from Western Mass, but, you know, he moved there for Econo. And, there's some. We were going to play a festival called Big Ears, and it's kind of experimental, right?
Yeah, Big Ears Festival, yeah.
Right. So it's, I think, put on by the same cat. No, it's the, something to do with the pod, but it's the guy with the Bonnaroo, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always forget Bonnaroo's in Tennessee, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's a little town, right? But then this guy, maybe that's where he's from, Knoxville, because he started this Big Ears. And, you know, I never said canceled any of these. I said postponed because we're going to get through this somehow.
Yeah. I try to stay off the news unless it's a doctor talking.
Oh, God, yeah. You don't want to go insane. I mean, even the sound of that voice, I can't handle it.
Oh, man, I can't.
You're a weak man. I just cannot handle that voice.
No, I've been going out and just, like playing baseball and riding my bike and stuff. I've got a six-year-old son. I taught him how to play baseball and ride a bike.
Wow. Does he play instruments?
He plays. He's got a natural talent for it. So he's less interested in music because he's really. I'm giving him piano lessons, and he's learning to play the drums.
Yeah.
But it's like pulling teeth. He's really good at it, and I think that's the reason. Like, it comes really easy for him.
Well, yeah, and you don't like the practice, maybe.
No. He would rather just sit there and just play the drums. You know.
Yeah. That's great.
As opposed to trying to make a play with a metronome or something.
Well, you know, I think if you can play drums, you can play anything good because it's all rhythm.
Yeah, I agree. And kind of like we were saying with Sam Henry,
right?
It makes sense he's a decent piano player because he already is a hell of a drummer.
Yeah.
So
you got a good idea there, Morgan. Maybe mandatory drums for everybody in school.
I think it's kind of like everybody ought to wait tables, too.
That too, of course, to get and learn some humility.
Play drums and wait tables, and you'll be fine for life.
Learn some humility, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
The shit, you know. Hey, I put some coins on the table. I said, dance.
All right, fuckers. I gave it church.
Oh man. So in the whole idea of I don't know. Remember drummers where you put the retarded guy, right? Actually, they're the heart of the band.
Yeah, exactly. It's like instead of just sticking somebody back there who's just the most violent person in your friend group, somebody who has a little finesse.
You know, I should have said what songs we played. There was Science by Drunken Prayer. So, what were you thinking of? Are you like, hey, Watt, I wrote the song. Why do I have to fucking explain it?
Either way, I mean, like, they're up for interpretation for the most part. Science is a little more specific. Like I said, a lot of times when I write, it's kind of like speaking in tongues to where it's things come out and you just find a connection in what I'm saying. Science was written at the dawn of the Trump era, watching the sunset. I was taking a walk through Asheville. It was a beautiful day, and there was all these people knocking on Science, those kind of religious types. It's like, man, it's not an either or situation. You know, Science is beautiful. It can be, and it can be terrible too at the same time. You know, it could be, it's all written on the hand of God.
Yeah. The steak knife, right? You can cut your meat, or you stab your buddy when you're all borracho. Okay. Then we had Gareth Sager doing Tom Traubert's blues. That's a cover of, Tom Waits. The Girls, this was a great single. David Thomas, Perubu guys, he put it on his Heathen label. They were out of Boston. Incredible band. Steve Stein's favorite band, The Girls with the Elephant Man. Schizo Few out of Amarillo with Fort Worth Skyline. Thank you, Fort Worth. Fort Worth, I think, Caravan of Dreams, Arnett came out of there. Crushed by Pimps, England. Margo Goes Boho, Manu Dibango, he just passed away, incredible cat. Cesoa Village, Las Cabras, the goats, huh? Queen of the Curves, and finally Drunken Payer, Into the Water. Is that kind of a baptism?
A little bit, yeah. I mean that song started off as I was doing the laundry, and I kept throwing my hands into the water, and I was hoping that the water wasn't clean, because I've been out like digging in the dirt or something. that didn't make for a very compelling story, so I kind of moved it around a little bit.
No, but what a way to start a song with.
Yeah, well, you know,
cause, right, they come out of notions and or just something that happens in real life.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and you find yourself like kind of singing these kind of sing-song melodies, and they have these little words into them, and then I like just messing around with words in general. So, you know, the next thing that comes is like, oh man, this is kind of a baptism song. And after a little bit, it starts to make sense for no good reason.
that's the wonder.
Yeah.
Morgan, we're at the end of the first hour, April 12, 2020. Nope. April 11, 2020. At least track of the days these days.
Who cares?
Hold tight for hour two. April 11, 2020, It's the second hour of the Walk with Pedro show.
I knew a girl, thought once she could fly. She believed it up until the day she tried. Rock and roll could not control her folly life. But she always remembered right. Rubble and dust, the angels do not trust us anymore. She throws her arms around me and says, how I live matters more than what I believe. And she believes we're gonna meet forevermore, somewhere between the bar stool and the floor. Here's your hat, what's your hurry? Here's the door. In between the bar stool and the floor. Rubble and dust, the angels do not trust us anymore. From the dark end. Would you do it again? Let not and say we did. Spare the rod and spoil the gift. Rubble and dust, the angels do not trust us.
Matters more than what I believe. Thank you. looking for a flame. And the flame is looking for a wildfire. But the wildfire don't need a flame. And the flame isn't looking for a spark. It ain't natural to be here now. Swimming with the sharks. We laughed until we looking for a flame. And the flame is looking for a wildfire. But the wildfire don't need a flame. And the flame isn't looking for a spark.
Pedro Show. Start off the second hour. Drunken Prayer doing Rubble and Dust. Rubble and Dust. Anything to say about that, Morgan?
Not particularly. That was taken from an Obama speech, the Rubble and Dust line.
Yeah.
The last one he gave I was driving through LA. is the last his outgoing speech was.
You're driving through L.A. How long did that take?
And then the rest of the chorus came from reading a church sign. A church sign that said, how I live matters more than what I believe. And I kind of chewed on that for about a year.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering how long it took you to drive through L.A. It probably took a year.
I wrote a whole song.
Yeah, because that, you know, our traffic can be bad. Right now, I don't know, I've been outside once in the last 6 days to dump the trash and start the motor once so the battery wouldn't die on the boat.
Have you been to a grocery store?
I bought a couple weeks ago a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I've had a couple times kind people.
Just bring you stuff?
Yeah.
That's great.
Like toilet paper.
Yeah.
I actually got like 5-6 rolls.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, the first week, you know, it was using the shower as a giant bidet.
That's what I was about to say. You know, that goes a long way.
Okay. After Rubble and Dust, we had Stoma from Rotterdam with La Mauvaise Nouvelle. Guided by Voices, Next Sea Level, Bob Pollard. Man, can he write a lot of songs. You know, he was here on New Year's Eve, and Guide by Voices, they did a 100-song gig, 5 hours.
Jesus.
I know.
How do you do that, man? Physically, how do you do that?
The dude, I think he's working on 108th record right now.
That's incredible.
And he's starting to collaborate. I mean, all that other shit was all him. I'm thinking the double album, number 100, was when he's letting Doug Gillard come in and write with him. Then we had Andre Vita from Berlin wrote Bauchunka. Bella out of Barcelona, Puya Girls. Finally, Drunken Prayer with Sparks. Do you remember this ZZ Top song? I think it's the last song on Trace Ombre's Master Sparks.
Master of Sparks, yeah. I heard a funny story about that.
Well, you know what it's based on? Like, what? It's kind of real life. These guys get all fucking borracho, and one of them get a 55-gallon oil tank empty.
Uh-huh.
They put it in the back of a pickup truck, get up 60 miles an hour.
And just let it fly.
That's the Master Sparks. Right? The sparks from the fucking barrel.
You know, you get bored down there.
But then when I saw it, I was thinking, you know what? Because me and D-Boom, we didn't like Tommy so much, but we did like Sparks. It's really good on Live at Leeds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, the underchair.
Oh, that whole album is otherworldly.
It's a trip. But the opera we liked was Quick One. Anyway, it happens all the time. I want to play.
I used to sing. To pray that God would not grow, but there's a wildfire blooms where the heart went blow, and then it's hard for me to understand the blood on the hand of the working man. You better watch what you're looking for. Wrap your hand around a 2x4. Are you ready to go door to door? 'Cause it happens all the time.
Reputation on it.
Well, man, for me, it's Tres Hombres and Fandango, those two records, and D-Boo, too, man. I mean, you know, there's a lot of Lightnin' Hopkins, but Lightnin', he played a lot of acoustic, and, you know, so Billy, along with Frank and Dusty, you know, I don't know, it's just, they were hitting on all the trip there.
Yeah.
Or something. I got to meet them. I got to meet them.
Really?
The Stooges played with them in Monaco for the Prince.
Oh, wow.
Married or some shit, wanted a big party, and had ZZ Top and Stooges.
Wow. Yeah. That's a fun thing to get to say.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's probably going to say that again, but all three of them guys were really, really nice people, man. Good cats. Really good cats.
I'd be surprised if they weren't. You know, they come across as just genuinely just like
Absolutely.
Just doing stuff.
So it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of I don't know. These are strange times we're in, and I live in kind of a hillbilly section of a hillbilly part of a state, and it's sometimes people talk about Civil War just kind of as kind of lightly, like, oh man, us against them, you better start getting guns and stuff. It's like, man, do you really want to know what real Civil War would look like? I mean, you're going door to door, you know, just like, are you ready to murder your neighbor? Because that's what it would come down to. I mean, not to be too heavy, but it's like that kind of stuff scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. What was the Franklin Free State? Wasn't it somewhere around there?
Well, there was Freetown in Alabama.
But there was a part when the war, I'm talking 160 years ago.
Yeah.
The last time we had one of those. And there was a part that didn't really want to go in, because North Carolina was the first one out, right? No, South Carolina was.
Yeah, South Carolina was. Western North Carolina has been, would kind of stay, has traditionally stayed out of most conflicts on either side. Yeah. Over on the west, on the east side, on the coast, Wilmington had some, that might have been where the Franklin was. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so he was telling me something about the free state. And also, there was something in northern Georgia where they didn't want to go in. So it wasn't like all monolithic.
No, not at all.
But I think what happens, I saw some of this in CB radio days, you know, 70s, when I was a teenager. And mm-hmm. people just think different when they got this kind of cloak, you know, a hood mm-hmm. of anonymity. Yeah. And
right.
talk shit like this and not, like you're saying, realize the consequences of it really fucking happening.
Exactly. Yeah, the internet's no different. I mean, it's just like an expanded version of CB radio where people wouldn't say this kind of shit in line at the grocery store, but they will say, like, the most foul things on Twitter.
Yeah, it's so fucked up, really fucked up. Then we had Megadeth, Imogen, Raymond Scott, Slo-Fi. Trotsky Icepick with Clutch, Snake Charmers with Blast, and finally Nene Neo, Drunken Prayer. Nene Neo.
990, but yeah, that's a...
Oh, 99, okay.
That came out of just... Sometimes I'm just lazy. those are the words I was... It's almost a scat, where it's just coming out. It's something my son would sing. It's 990, 990. And it just worked. I never came up with anything better.
You know, about that word is trippy. Played with some Italian guys. This guy, he never wore a strap. He played guitar man.
Huh.
Manlio. Great guy from Terracina near Roma. And never used a strap. You know, he have a chair there and put his fucking foot up on it.
Oh, he stood up?
He had a band called Neo, because Neo, right, the Latin is like new, right? But they use it for slang for like kind of mole or wart, kind of lesion on your fucking face. Yeah, he's just trippy. So when I saw that, I was kind of, my mind just went to thinking about that.
Straight to that.
And you know, English is the only language where the letter I has an I sound. Everybody else has an E sound.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, English. Look at the word ice. How do you get ice out of ICE? You know, well, because you do.
Yeah. Here we are.
So you were telling me that the words usually don't come first.
Not usually, no. Well, I mean, most of my songs are kind of Frankenstein together, because sometimes I'll have some kind of phrase. I try not to put too much weight into like a clever turn of phrase, unless it means something more profound to me. Just because they usually come across as like a good joke gets less and less funny every time you hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, flog it.
You know, exactly. Flog. So a clever turn of a phrase kind of gets old after a while.
Well, I mean, it's trippy. You mentioned Frankenstein. Remember that song?
Yeah, Edgar Winter.
That's right. And I finally found out where the title comes from.
What is it?
It was a 40-minute prog piece. It took, in those days, you had to use a razor blade, right?
Right.
And they just cut it up. It was the first, like, big AM hit with a drum solo.
Yeah. God. It's hard to believe that was a hit.
But all that stuff was all pieced together and stitched, stapled, sutured. Ain't that a trip? I always thought it was about, because the record was called They Only Come Out Nice. I thought it was some scary, but it was actually a metaphor for the song process itself.
Yeah, because there was a lot of like kind of ghoulish, like Alice Cooper and stuff like that.
That's right. But see?
Yeah, I assume that's where it came from.
My pop told me, you know, when you assume you make an ass out of you, he said, boy, that was not spelled that way. By accident.
Wise man. Wise.
So all these years, I assumed I made an ass out of you and me. Okay. Sorry.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, didn't even know. We're at the end of the second hour, April 11, 2020 edition. Morgan Greer. Hold tight for hour three. April 11, 2020. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
entering the mission field. Now you are entering the mission field. Daddy was a dog and your mama was a storm. And when the rains came, a killer was born. Bad inhibition means you always got your way. The hand that's bleeding might stop beating you one day. So smile, you're entering the mission field. Now you are entering the mission field. Hurricane Katrina blew your mind halfway to hell. Police picked him up off of the streets of Slidell. So smile, you're entering the mission field. Now you are entering the mission field. We'll be right back.
light build up from so far away. Look at the time it took to reach our eyes. It just takes time for them to get the idea. But the star seems to emerge out of just a short time, to appear before the eye and really shine like the Pleiades sisters. Yeah, when that group gets going, you can see them really good, and they look just adorable. And so, my friend, when I take the time to build up that light all that time, well, it is worth it to pick it out and really see. A star or your favorite group will shine for you if you take the time to let it just build and shine in its own right.
Show. Start off the third hour with Time to Go, Drunken Prayer. You got any thoughts on that?
That was written on the west coast, kind of thinking about like.
We're gonna play Time to Go next. This was the Mission Field.
Oh yeah, that's about yeah. That's
Stay tuned.
That was kind of like I used to take these walks in Portland and around a lot of places. You see these signs in these churches that say, smile, you're entering the mission field. And they're inward facing. So as you're leaving the church, that's what you see. And it always struck me as an interesting idea that the entire world is where you put what you believe into practice. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian thing. But like if you're going to treat people well, don't just do it when you're
in your pad. Yeah, Sally Forth.
Yeah, just go out and do that. You know, when you're feeling road rage or something, stop.
Right,
little things.
That's very wise, I think, because I think stress is the biggest killer, you know, we get too full of ourselves.
Yeah.
And then what's the first thing? Contempt for your fellow human.
Yeah, yeah. It's their fault.
Yeah.
So, but it's easier to sit at home and be like, well, I'm a good guy, you know. Right. I tip well, I hold the door for little old ladies, but you actually have to do those things.
That's right. Put it to test.
Mm-hmm.
Dance of complexity from faux funk, Crane, home cooking, comply or die. That's Ian out of Belfast. Well, actually, it's a little town near there, Seaford. DMT, and Staring at a Star from Joe Brewer, and finally, Oligarch Supervillains, version 2, from Tholem. He's right now hunkered down in New Mexico. And he's one of these guys, I mean, he was living for a while in Pacifica, but he's like 100% on tour, so his whole way of life is gone.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of it, I mean, you were talking about losing the South by Southwest. My friends in Wire, the same thing happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got there. And maybe it's good, though. A lot of those, they're over 60, you know, like me, and maybe you got to not be around the books. I'll tell you this. This tour I did September, November. I'm not going to shake anybody's hand this tour. I just gave elbow and maybe some knuckle.
Yeah.
I did not get 45 gigs in 45 days, not one day sit. I drove all 13,380 miles, and then this shit comes. Well, what happened was two weeks, I didn't play for 2 weeks coming home after the tour. Then I do this gig up in K-Town, and some dude shook my hand after the gig. And damn, at that Thanksgiving, I had a bad sickness. I wonder if it was this shit.
That's part of the scary thing is that it seems to affect everybody kind of personally.
Yeah.
It's the unknown, what the scary part.
You know? I know, but it's not, I don't think it's going to be one thing. I think we got to get ready for maybe the next time. We just got to have a better plan B, I think, because.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was reading about viruses killing off the dinosaurs that didn't get killed by the meteor. So this shit goes way back. In fact, they think viruses might have been here before the rest of life. Because they're very strange. They're just genetic material, you know. They're not really, they don't even call them life. They call them edge of life, like copying machines, these motherfuckers.
Crazy.
Yeah, they infect bacteria.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play Time to Go.
Yeah.
Someone's like until you go. You don't know what someone's capable of till they're desperate, high and dry. It's easy to get sleazy when your back's up against the now. I think it's time for me to fall. The sun is setting fast on my Blue Ridge home. Nightfall and the land of sky is dark. As long as I have stayed up, I have still to see sunrise. Now I think it's time for me to shine. It's hard to leave when the drinks are free. It's hard to laugh with you all when the joke's on me. I thought I to leave when the drinks are free. It's hard to laugh with you all when the joke's on me. All I have, the scent guy gave to come in from the cold. Now I think it's time for me to go. Yes, and now I think it's time for me to go.
Thank you.
This is I Gotta Get Out.
Walls box me in. another town. I hate what they did to my town, so I moved to another town. I thought the change would do me good. Cordelia understood. The ghosts were creeping in on me and all my friends. And the house we grew up is not our home. Cordelia, elsewhere will I roam. I hate what they did to my town, so I moved to another town. I hate what they did to my town, so I moved to another town.
Pedro Show. Drunk and Pray Over Time to Go. For real people. Chinese Herbal Medicine after that. Aquatic. Zigzags. Killer Killers. San Ardo. Gotta Get Out. Pigs on the Wing. That's a Pink Floyd cover from Thrust. Mountain Office. Which is Brother Phil up in Big Bear. Finally, Cordelia. Drunk and Prayer. What's on the burner? Obviously getting through this shit right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky to be, like I said, halfway through making this new record, and I've got this single that's coming out on Thursday and we did an interesting video. There's this guy in Memphis who's going around. The project is called America, AMURICA. I want to credit him well. I can't remember his name, but he's taking portraits of people from behind their front doors and in their windows and stuff, just kind of distance. And so we kind of took that idea and made a video out of it with this song that's coming out, where we went around and I put a shout out on social media asking if we could drive around and just take video of people on their front porches or behind doors. and went around town and made a video out of that and this song that's coming out. I think I sent you a copy of it. It's The Crazy Alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now when you see behind the doors, was there Linda?
Some of them. I mean, it was pretty conceptual in that we wanted to see people from a distance. You know, we're obviously not going to go and just like take close ups of them.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if you came to my hatch,
yeah,
there ain't no window. You wouldn't know I was there.
Maybe a fudge. Well, we got a few people on their front yard, or you know, however stoop. Close we could come
on their stoop.
On the stoop, yeah. There's one guy was up in a tree. He had like been staying in a treehouse.
Yeah.
he's taking this shit real serious.
and so, but this cat's in Memphis?
Yeah, the guy. I mean, I'm sure there's people doing it all over, but I saw it from. And I really wish I could remember his name, but like I said, it's America. Yeah, he's in Memphis. He has like this. A trailer park in inside a garage that you can come hang out in. But before all this happened, I knew him just as an artist there.
He's got a trailer park you can hang out in.
Well, it's set up and it's indoors and there's all these really interesting old trailers.
Wow.
It's just a giant art piece.
that people live in or just hang out?
I'm not sure if I think he lives there. Okay, so his name is Jim Harmon. That's what it is, and it's in Memphis, and it's just like a really big, really huge, like almost parking garage kind of warehouse, and he's got a half dozen trailers set up like it's a little kind of what was that Nicolas Cage movie where they're hanging out, they're staying in this little trailer park. It's
You know who's got a good book on Memphis is Tad Falco. Have you read that?
Yeah, I haven't read that. I love Tad Falco.
Yeah, he's been living in Vienna a while now, but he wrote this great book on Memphis going way back. And then, you know, it's not all total documentary because, like, he'll talk about some old tiny scene, you know, and then all of a sudden he's in it. He's part of it.
Oh, wow.
He's riding his motorcycle or some shit. Yeah, it's like 150 years ago. It's a great book. It's I can't remember the exact title, but it's about Memphis in town, Tad Falco. He's getting ready to finish also his movie, his Uranio Rising kind of thing. I got to do a tour with him. Incredible cat, man.
Really?
Yeah. 2015, me and Larry, a Knoxville cat, actually.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen him with the Panther Burns, the Alex Chilton thing.
Yeah, well, this was like the 2015 version of Panther Burns.
It was
something else. And he had me wear these pointy leather shoes. They hurt my feet, but fuck it. It was still worth it. Even when we were driving the boat, I was like, nobody can. I said, well, you know, might get in a wreck. I didn't wear them while I was driving. So the plan right now is to get done with the rest of the album.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm doing now.
Have you got a title for it?
I think it's going to be called The Name of the Ghost is Home.
That's great. I like that. That conjures an image in my head.
It worked out.
You know, you'll play it around when we're allowed to play it around again. And that's
safe. That's pretty much my whole life was touring, recording.
Sure.
So I'm lucky to be on the recording side when this hit. I've got a lot. The funny thing is, with all this time on my hands and nothing else to do, it's actually harder to get motivated to go out to the shed and start recording, you know?
You know what? I've had other music friends tell me that.
And then I woke up this morning just feeling guilty. I was like, what did I do yesterday? I didn't do jack, you know, and I could be doing more. I feel like I should be doing more, but without any kind of, time frame to do it in, it's almost paralytic. Like, I would rather work on somebody else's thing than my own right now.
Ain't that a trip?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
That, but that's, you know, that's a human experience and we're living it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, it's all food for thought, I guess.
Right. Manure for the next crop.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Martin, when you get done with this ghost, this home, will you come back on the show and we can talk about it?
Oh, I can't wait. I appreciate you having me on. It's a thrill.
Yeah, man, every time, really. And thanks for hanging in there. You'll get motivated, I know.
I know. Well, this helps.
Okay. Watts on your side. You know that, Martin.
I always know that.
Okay, buddy. Okay, people, it's been April 11, 2020 edition. Watt Pedro Show with special guest Martin Garrett. Keep your powder dry.